This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. My other computer, we got a couple computers in here. One is kind of starting up and reloading and doing an update. You know, could have done an update in the middle of the night when I wasn't in the studio, but it's doing it now. It's okay. That's just kind of, oh, wait, I got to put my password. My show has low ratings, 1. Oh, okay, you know, that's not working. Oh, my show has better ratings, 1. Let's try that one. Well, they changed my password, so I got to fix my password. But one of the headlines today is how we have drug-resistant germs that is killing tens of thousands of Americans globally. It kills 3 million. Well, it doesn't kill 3 million, but it makes about 3 million people sick. And globally, you have a huge threat of people dying because if they don't have the antibiotics that we do, they can't fight these superbugs. And so the CDC published a report yesterday kind of highlighting how we're in a crap load of trouble when it comes to these superbugs. And we call them superbugs because it's catchy, but they're basically antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Now, we use antibiotics to fight bacteria, we use antivirals to fight virals, we use fungicides or antifungals to fight fungi. So, fever and, you know, chills and coughing and sneezing, that doesn't tell you whether you have a bacterial infection, whether you have a fungal infection or a viral infection. That just tells you you're sick. We have to actually culture and figure out what the heck is affecting you to know if it's bacterial, viral, and fungal. I say that because many patients call up, I do telemedicine, and they want an antibiotic. They want a Z-Pak. They want penicillin. And they want an antibiotic to fight their infection because they felt better on an antibiotic. And I don't know, maybe there's some anti-inflammatory properties or something. All I know is people will sprinkle Z-Pak on their food and say they feel better. That Z-Pak makes you feel better no matter what. But it doesn't necessarily mean that's the right treatment for you. And so unfortunately, over the last few decades, we have overdone it with our antibiotics. Since Sir Alexander Fleming came up with penicillin accidentally and found that, we could fight bacteria using other pathogens, mold, for example, fungus. We came up with penicillinium and then penicillin. We now have a nice battery, or shall we say a silo of weapons, but nature always outsmarts us. Man thinks, God links. Man works, God laughs. And nature knows how to supersede what's out there because the drive to live is stronger than anything else. And don't underestimate a little bacteria. So what are some of our gravest risks? Well, according to this report, they brought up C. diff or Clostridium difficile. Clostridium difficile is where we've had to use other people's poop to fight it. I mean, we use other bacteria, hair of the dog sort of thing, where we need to fight fire with fire. So Clostridium difficile is a real, real bad one, causing deadly diarrhea. We also have Enterobacter. I don't have my computer up. I apologize. I'm having some issues here pulling up my list of bacteria. There's about 5 of them. There's like the CRE, the carbapenem, resistant Enterobacter. That's scary stuff because when I was in school, we didn't even have the carbapenem class of antibiotics. And all of a sudden, we have a bug that's resistant to them. That means we got some real fast-evolving superbug action here. Pseudomonas should be on here. If Pseudomonas isn't on here, there's this fungus, this Candida auris, which is a super fungus. I've written about that for years. It's not the yeast infection Candida. That's Candida albicans. But Candida auris is a super fungus that we find been killing people seems to hide out in hospitals sometimes. And then we have acinetobacter. They're spelling it actinetobacter. I think they're misspelling that. Anyway, it's also carbapenem resistant. What's the point? We got a lot of bacteria and fungi, and we see some viruses out there. But we have a lot of bugs, let's just say, that are resistant to medications. We also have Aspergillus out there, Mycoplasma species or genuses. So the CDC has added a whole bunch of, apparently there's about 18 pathogens that they're watching. And we don't have, NPR reported that we don't have a lot of pharmaceutical companies volunteering to make new medicines and have new medicines coming down the pike. Why? It's expensive. There's no guarantee they're going to sell them. If I was a pharmaceutical company in this day and age with ACA and knowing that it's all about the generics and pharmaceutical companies can be sued and, you know, held responsible for everything these days, I'd be like, you know what? I'm only going to gamble on a drug that I know is going to be wanted and I know is going to be covered, like a drug for erectile dysfunction or a, you know, drug for anxiety or, you know, but in terms of superbugs, not very sexy. Not a lot of ROI for these pharmaceutical companies. So we don't have enough coming down the bend. So then the big question is, well, do we have to rely on antibiotics or antifungals to fight these superbugs? What else is out there? I wrote an article a few years back on what else we could use. A lot of people don't realize urine. You could pee on something and kill it. Urine works. Do you know how I kill spiders? Hairspray. Has anybody ever thought of using hairspray? Spray it on a wound? I know we got to study it, but think about it. Hairspray can kill a black widow. What? If it could kill a black widow, I think it could kill staph. That's just me. But in terms of what's been studied, silver. We really underutilize silver. Silver we used to use to treat gonorrhea. We used to use silver nitrate. All right, let's start bringing back silver, topical applications, figure out ways to get silver into the wound. I understand we got to be careful with, you know, metal toxicity and stuff, but still, it's a possibility. We could use viruses to fight bacteria, bacteriophages. We use viruses to fight bacteria. Wasp venom has been studied. Tasmanian devil breast milk has been found to be very antimicrobial. Certain dyes. A red berry extract from the Brazilian pepper tree. Go and get that one at Trader Joe's. And then, of course, we have vaccination. But I say if we don't have a lot of pharmaceutical companies stepping up to the plate because, you know, they think they're going to get screwed after millions and millions of dollars of R&D, then maybe we need to think of non-pharmaceuticals to fight superbugs. I think it's out there. UV light, laser beams, let's Star Trek the sucker. 1-877-DR-DALIA, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as many of you have heard, multiple students have been hurt in a shooting at a California high school today. The suspect, as of now, is still at large. Deputies have swarmed the scene at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita. It's about 35 miles north of downtown L.A. This is according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said there are at least three victims, including at least one gunshot victim. All three are believed to be students. The three victims have been transported. They're alive. They are receiving treatment right now. This is just heartbreaking. The sheriff told KABC that the suspect is believed to be a part of the student body, a co-student. Only one suspect is believed to be involved. One student told KABC he was headed to school when a few friends texted him to not go because they heard shots. Oh, great kids. Look at that. To stop and warn them. Very cool. He said, at first, I didn't believe it. You would never think this would happen. I saw cops, and I stopped, and I called my mom, and she told me to come straight home. Oh, my God. Can you imagine being your, you know, oh, my gosh. I'd be like, get your tissue back now. I would be running over to the school. I'd be running over to school with my gun, trying to find the shooter myself. That's what I would be doing. Students were led single file through the campus by armed officers. Multiple ambulances responded at the scene. Obviously, worried parents freaked out, lining the streets. Photographer Austin Dave described the scene as total chaos. As the search for the suspect continues, sheriff's office officials urge those who live in the area to lock their doors and stay inside because he's at large. Other nearby schools also placed on lockdown. Missy Wolf is a graduate whose 16-year-old daughter goes to a nearby school. She said they were arriving when the daughter's school was placed on lockdown. She said, we were all getting there and parents heard shots, or what we thought were shots. The nice guy who waves us in the lot every morning started shouting at the kids walking to get out of the way, get up the hill. We were all trying to get out. People were confused. And people will look at, you know, you always hear the critics out there going, well, schools should have a process and it shouldn't be chaos. And just imagine being outside when there's traffic. I mean, we're not talking about a quiet classroom when this happens. We're talking outside, kids laughing, giggling, and you have one person, right, who doesn't have a loudspeaker, trying to scream to everybody to take cover. And then everybody's like, what's going on? What's going on? And you can't hear, and you hear people laughing and screaming and going, Bud, hey, what's up? All that kind of stuff, and nobody can hear anything. And so, I mean, it is going to be chaotic. She said, having my kid who was already dealing with things in life being scared because I told her to duck down because we didn't know where the shooter is hard. There was another school lockdown a few years ago, and she never wanted to leave her classroom after that. I'm worried this will make her not want to be at school because she doesn't feel safe. They said moments before the news broke, Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat of Connecticut, was on the Senate floor calling on his colleagues to bring up a universal background check bill. It had been passed by the House earlier this year. He asked for unanimous consent to pass the legislation, dubbed the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2019, that would establish new background check requirements for firearm transfers between private parties. The House had approved this measure 240-90. Now, again, California has strict gun laws, very strict gun laws. And, you know, when you see these things happen in gun-free zones or, you know, areas with strict gun laws, it just emphasizes that bad people are getting a hold of the guns. Okay? This isn't a good guy issue. This isn't somebody with a CCW. This isn't an off-duty cop. This is some kid or whatever that is getting a hold of something they shouldn't. And these school shootings are just happening far too often. And kids shouldn't feel scared of going to school. I do think we need to have, from here on out, a much different attitude towards school shootings, towards being attacked. You know, when somebody had said it's a shame that this is the new norm, it is a shame. It is a shame that kids have to have drills, you know, regarding active shooters. But so be it. We live in a world where there are very, very, very bad people out there. And I think every kid needs to know what to do in a shooting. I think every kid needs to know self-defense. I think every kid needs to learn combat. Why not? Explain to me why a kid doesn't need to learn combat. I think all our kids should have some level of protection. I mean, or some means to protect themselves. I mean, look at all these rapes that happen. You know, I hear it time and time again. You know, all these young girls getting raped, boys getting raped. And, if I had daughters, I would teach them to be black belts. I would teach them Krav Maga. I would make sure they were armed. And if they couldn't be armed with, obviously, a weapon that a school would allow, then at least pepper spray or, you know, keys that they could, you know, very quickly put in between their fingers and slash somebody across the face. But, I mean, I would teach my kid, my daughter, to be a ninja. We put our boys in self-defense. We put our boys in karate. kung fu. I wanted my boys to be able to defend themselves. Somebody comes up to them, they need to be able to block. They need to be able to fight back. You know, this mom, and I don't blame her, you know, she doesn't want her daughter freaked out about going to school. You know, a lot of kids have anxiety. A lot of kids, this is not a world they need to grow up in. And just because we train them doesn't mean they're going to be mentally strong. There's going to be some that just can't handle it. They're going to freak out. They just won't be able to handle it. And that's understandable. But the other kids that can't handle it, we train them. Okay, learning Shakespeare is fine. Learning how to get the square root of 125 is fine. These are things we have to teach. But where is self-defense? Where is how to identify somebody that's going to be a threat? What did Mufasa do with Simba in The Lion King? He taught Simba how to pounce on Zazu. Now, we don't know how to pounce. We don't know how to look out for predators. We don't learn, I mean, you know, what are parents teaching the kids? You know, I worked most of my kids' life. I'm not home taking them around saying, okay, be careful over here, be careful over here. You see that spot? You don't want to be standing there. I try to teach them as much as I can, but do I take them out into the wild and say, all right, this is what you do, this is what you do, now let's practice. Let me take you to a very, very, very dangerous part of town, let you get jumped, and train you on how to fight. We don't do that. You know, but animals train theirs. One doctor in town, Dr. Shpashikov, one of my favorite doctors, said he was on a trip where he was near a cliff. I think it might have been in California. And he saw a bird drop food, and the kid wouldn't miss it. I guess there was a kid bird. He'd pick it up and then drop it again, drop it again. He saw this, and then he realized what he was doing was teaching his kid to try to catch food. I mean, do we teach our kids how to hunt? Do we teach our kids what to eat if a McDonald's is closed? My husband right now is starting to teach the kids about hunting and things like that. They're teenagers already. I should have taught my kids which bugs they could eat, which plants they could eat. I mean, I've taught them a little bit. I've taught them about the prickly pear fruit and things like that. Whether they listen, I don't know. But, you know, we take so many things for granted. And so it's very shocking. It's very traumatic when there's a school shooting. But nobody should be surprised about that anymore. School shootings happen. There are sickos sitting next to your kid in class. And just because they're a kid doesn't mean we go any easier on them. Kids are murderers, as seen by Adam Lanza. And the other kid that shot up Stony Brook High School. Okay, these are kids. Kids are threats. And we're like, well, we're going to drop our kid off at school, and they'll be in kindergarten, they'll be among other kids, and a teacher, and they'll be fine, they'll be safe. No, teach your five-year-old how to protect themselves. Teach your five-year-old how to use the Kevlar-lined backpack to offer some protection. Teach that kid how to run. Are you guys making your kids sprint? How fast, how good a runner are your kids? We don't do that. And I, you know, sue me for being over, you know, protective. You know, we're overprotective, going, oh, okay, you know, wipe your mouth, and we're worried about, you know, sanitation and hand sanitizer and all that. You really want to be overprotective. Teach your kid how to run and fight and block and duck and identify somebody who could be a future killer. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The teen suspect of a Santa Clarita High School shooting survived a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This student can't believe what happened.
Two of my friends are still in there, and it was very scary because nothing like this has ever happened to me. This is the first time.
The suspect is in custody and is being treated at a local hospital. One other person is dead, and at least two others are injured and in critical condition. This student at the high school tells KTTV in Los Angeles,
"We just seem so much more safe than a lot of schools, and for it to happen here, it's just, I can't even comprehend it. It doesn't make sense to me how this could happen here."
An FDA official says there's no updates 2 months after the White House announced it was seeking a ban on all e-cigarette flavors except tobacco. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, the A-L-I. So, New York has raised the age to purchase tobacco and e-cig products to 21. One of the first states to do so. And I guess they are trying to fight the vaping crisis. We just have crisis after crisis after crisis. We have school violence, gun violence crisis, obesity crisis, tobacco crisis, vaping crisis, opioid crisis, superbug crises. This whole decade has been about crises. I am just dying to see what's going to happen in 2020. I'd like us to have a crisis-free decade. Not going to happen. If we use the term crisis, it makes headlines. You know, people listen. People make legislation, and then we make new crises. Us fighting the tobacco crisis gave us the obesity crisis, because now we eat instead of smoking. It also gave us the vaping crisis. So, you know, as we solve one crisis, we make a new crisis. nobody does things in little bitty incremental steps. This one, though, move, I'm a fan of. No e-cigs until 21. I'm fine with that. Is it going to solve the problem? Nah. I mean, you can't buy alcohol until you're 21. Kids drink. Boy, they get drunk. Not supposed to buy marijuana until you're 21, and these kids are stoned. But at least it's a move in the right direction. So New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed this law into the summer. It went into effect on Wednesday, officially raising the age to purchase such products from 18 to 21. The legislation is an effort to curb teen smoking and vaping in the state, as nearly 30% of high school students in New York use e-cigs. 30%! And those are the ones who admit it. About a third of high school students are putting vapor into their lungs. Yeah, I have no problem calling that a crisis. That's a problem. They say New York has taken aggressive action to stamp out smoking among teens and children, but tobacco and e-cig use still persist thanks to irresponsible corporate marketing campaigns targeting young people. Okay, again, you see, quit. Everybody wants to blame Juul. The marketing, look, I don't care what happens, all right, with, you know, if Juul did it or not, or what happens in the courts. What I care about is people getting distracted with the wrong fight. When are these kids going to be responsible for their own actions? Well, you know, a 15-year-old was duped that they could put nicotine in their mouth and it be safe. That's a problem. If you have a 15-year-old that is that naive, that's a problem, people. Any kid, by the time they're in middle school or high school, should understand what their lungs do. And they should know that their lungs are for breathing. And that their lungs are very delicate. That's not, a kindergartner could learn that. But don't try to convince me that a middle school student is too young to understand that their lungs are delicate and have a function to do. And then those kids need to learn and understand that you don't screw with that function. You don't mess with that. You only have one shot of being alive. You only have one body. Oh, kids don't understand that. Actually, a lot of kids do. My kids did. My kids didn't want to vape. Maybe that's what they tell me, but I really believe them. You know, they had, you know, great-grandparents that died of lung cancer. They're like, I'm not going to put that crap in my body. And I find that very troubling that we have 30% of high school students. And we're talking, these kids aren't even middle school. We're talking high school students. Not finding that to be a problem. Again, that's going back to what I said last segment. We are not training our kids to survive. Where are the survival skills? If our kids were trained from day one how to survive, how to protect their body, how to respect their bodies, we probably wouldn't have smoking. We probably wouldn't have vaping. We probably wouldn't have drugs. We probably wouldn't have a lot of casual sex. Why aren't we respecting our bodies? And look, we adults are no better. How many of you downed diet soda? Or energy drinks, or ate a bunch of chocolate, or had some fattening food? Where is your respect of your body? Oh, I do the same thing. The Diet Coke and chocolate is sometimes my breakfast. Why aren't I respecting my body more? I understand the physiology. I understand that that does nothing because we take things for granted. So now we have to have government get involved, saying that's a no-no. You cannot touch that e-cig until you're 21. Yeah, you know, somebody suggested just make e-cigs medical. Make e-cigs prescription. I know. I didn't say I said that. But, you know, if we're that worried about people accessing vaping, Make a prescription. Yeah. This way, in order for, you know, people are really using them to get off smoking. It's a smoking adjunct. It would be, would have to figure out how to make it financially reasonable, because now with people's crappy ACA insurance deductible, you know, through the roof, you know, it's easier to just get your vape pen by yourself. But I mean, that is one way to kind of solve the vaping crisis. Make it available by prescription only. I mean, that's kind of, you know, I'm not sure. But I got to think about that one. That might be a better idea than I thought. No, don't worry, don't worry. I got other fish to fry. I'm working with Dr. Paul Kalikas on trying to get this whole time change thing done, where we just have regular time, whether it's standard or daylight savings time. So I'm working on that. I'll do that. I won't deal with the vaping thing until I'm asked to. I got other fish to fry right now. But anyway, the Empire State is now the 18th in the nation to implement such a law. Oh, okay, so it's the 18th state. The news comes after health officials are investigating the outbreak of EVOLI, the vaping-related illness associated with e-cigs and vaping. And over 2,000 Americans recently have already been affected. More evidence has been linking this vitamin E acetate that seems to be in THC products. It's kind of the oily part. The CDC said the chemical compound was found in lung fluid from 29 patients tested in the lab. I think we've had 37 to 40 deaths thus far of this. So we have work to do. And I really want us, and again, I can't stress this enough, to start taking our youth and completely changing it up. And, you know, some of you will say, well, kids don't want to learn that. Wrong. They do. I took a wilderness medicine course up in Montana, and I put our kids, apparently they offered for the kids a first aid class. My kids got out of there so pumped. Now, I don't know if either of them are going to go into medicine later. One's going into engineering, but they loved feeling empowered with that ability. You know, they were like, Mom, where's our first kid? Do we have this? Do we have this? Do we have this? And I'm like, now you're thinking. You know, how many times your kids come home going, okay, where's the fire extinguisher? You know, where's our, you know, do we have a drill for fire? Or if there's a home invasion, what's the plan, guys? Come on. Huddle. I want to see that. And, you know, we just don't. So New York did good. You know, a lot of times New York is a front runner on things. I didn't realize they were the 18th. So, all right, it's about time that we have, you know, some laws in place. But, you know, kids, when people say kids are going to be kids, I think we could change that. Okay? Kids are some of the smartest, wily, most athletic, hyper-metabolic, brilliant creatures out there. And we waste their youth not training them and not letting them be up to their potential. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever been to Venice? You need to go. If you don't have a bucket list, make a bucket list and put Venice on there. I thought Venice was spectacular. And believe it or not, not even my favorite city in Europe. I mean, I loved Rome. I loved Pompeii. I loved Lake Como. I thought Venice was so cool. We didn't spend as much time there as I wish we did, but it was phenomenal. And for it to be that phenomenal and still not my favorite city in the whole wide world, my favorite city in the whole wide world, Las Vegas, Nevada. It is. It is. But that's because I live here. That's it's my stomping ground. But beautiful city. Well, when you go to Venice, you go to St. Mark's Square. A lot of times, you're going to be stepping in puddles. And because Venice is on the water, sometimes it floods. And, you know, there's a lot of birds and ducks and pigeons and things like that. And so when you go to St. Mark's Square, you just, you know, just wear some galoshes or boots, and that's just the way it is. However, when it's high tide, you might want to kind of get the hell out of there because it's really gets flooded. Well, now we're being told the Venice floods are higher than they usually are, and the actual town of Venice is flooding because of the highest tide in 50 years, and the mayor has called for a state of emergency. They've closed all schools because the city was submerged under aqua alta, which means high water or high tide. So for the mayor of Venice to say that the city was on its knees has called for a state of emergency. Outdoor restaurant tables and chairs were bobbing in waters. Tourists were forced to go into windows of high-end hotels. The water rose to about 6 feet. See, it's very interesting. When you go to a hotel, so our hotel, it was kind of a pain in the butt when we had to get to our hotel. Because you had to, from the airport, get to the water, and then you had to take a boat to get to Venice. And it was beautiful. Trust me, it was beautiful. And you're all excited. But then you get off the boat, and then you got to walk through the streets with your suitcases to get to the hotel, and then with the hotel, there's stairs. Okay, it's not going to be like Vegas where you could drive up, and then there's valets, or there's, you know, ramps, or things like that. But you basically have to climb upstairs, and we're taking a whole bunch of luggage because, you know, we were on a two-week Europe trip. So we're taking up heavy, heavy bags upstairs. But thank God, because then the place wasn't flooded. They said on Tuesday, the water rose to about 6 feet before 11 p.m. When dawn broke, authorities were able to survey the damage. And Mayor Luigi Brugnaro of Venice told the Italian station Radio 24, "I've seen things in San Marco I thought I'd never see. It's a very difficult situation." Now, the mayor blamed climate change for the city's troubles and called for the rapid completion of a long-delayed barrier system. See, again, I don't understand why whenever something happens, everybody has to kind of bring politics into it. Climate change, and I mean, unless, is that what you have to do if you need a dike or a dam built or a barrier built? Is it that you need to put a political label on it so you guys get funds? Is that what's going on? Because then I get it. If nothing gets done when a city asks for it, and they have to say, look, this has to do with climate change, so now can we get funding so we get to put some barriers? So, the flooding was the second highest in the city's history after the disastrous flood of 1966. Now, that flood peaked at about 6.3 feet. They said last year, severe weather in Italy killed 11 people, and ferocious winds drove the high tide to Venice to more than 5 feet above sea level. So this is historic if it's 6. So residents and tourists could be seen wading through the water in rain boots. The water invaded the ground floors of many historic palazzos, stores, restaurants, hotels. At least 3 Vaporetti Venice public transportation boats sank, Italian media reported. Now, some of you are thinking about the gondolas. Okay, the gondolas in Venice were pretty cool, but it wasn't authentic feeling. It looked like they were dressed up, you know, like Disneyland, in uniforms. And it was, you know, there was like a line and you pay a ticket and you, it wasn't like that, you know, oh, mademoiselle, I'll take, well, mademoiselle's French, but, you know, madame, I'll take you. And it just didn't have that romantic feel. And then it was really, really expensive too. And so we were like, you know, we'll pass. It just, and I think some of them were even motorized. But if you can take an authentic gondola in Venice, you want to do that. So I bring this up because it's a beautiful city, and I'm a little nostalgic. Well, here's the thing. I have regrets. I don't think any of us should go through life having regrets. But I never traveled. I didn't have the money to travel, or maybe I did, but I didn't think I did. And I was thinking, you know, going to Europe is going to be too expensive. Can't do it. going around Europe is going to be too expensive. I got to be honest with you. The hotels in Europe are cheaper than the hotels in America. Getting around Europe is cheaper than getting around in America. If you could get to Europe, that's the tricky part. That's expensive. But if you could get to Europe, once you're there, you could do a lot. When people used to joke in the 80s that they could do Europe on $5 a day, they weren't really joking. I mean, now, probably $25 a day, but, you know, you could do it. I told you, we had a hotel in Rome about a mile from the Colosseum so we could walk, and this hotel was an Airbnb, and it was like a house. It was a three-bedroom house with washer-dryer for $150 a month. $150 a night. Now, but it was a three-bedroom, $150 a night for hotels. Try to get that price in Las Vegas for a hotel. And we could do our laundry. We had the kitchen, so we could buy groceries, eat breakfast, save money. True, that's not $25 a day, but you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, it's a lot more doable, but just get over there. I was there a few years back, so I got to see Notre Dame, and I got to go in it. Now, with the fire, it's changed. When I went back this year, you couldn't even go in it, right? It's all walled off because they're repairing. You could barely see it. And I'm just grateful that I was able to go and see it. I mean, I have some regrets that I, you know, didn't see a lot of things that I wish I did. Fires destroy things. And you know, for those of you that are like, well, I'll do it later. Sometimes later never comes. And Venice has got to be on your list. It just has to. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we got some scoop on hiccups. We think we figured out why babies hiccup. I guess they think it has to do with their push to breathe and that these hiccups help regulate their breathing. We're also having some news how, and NPR is actually reporting this one, how we don't have a lot of new drugs coming down the pipeline when it comes to antibiotic-resistant germs. Well, that's something that we've been talking about for years. And I think the ACA kind of had a little bit of a stake in that. We also have an approved vaccine for Ebola. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Then we have cardiologists that have established how e-cigs can actually damage the brain, blood vessels, and lungs. So cardiologists have gotten involved and have been able to figure out some of the more minute details on what's going on there. But what's very, very interesting is a study we're going to talk about where in an editorial, they say that the mental health of PhD researchers demands urgent attention, where anxiety and depression among graduate students is worsening. And, you know, we've talked about anxiety and depression in medical students, dental students, you know, a whole variety of graduate studies. When do we have to intervene and make these schools less stressful, or are they supposed to be stressful? Because that's how it prepares you for real life. I mean, how do you run a code? You know, how do you deal with mass trauma or a Boston Marathon bombing or an October 1 Las Vegas shooting in a low-stress environment? So when we get back, we're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.